Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And if you listen to the stream the same way at TNTRadioEmpire.com, you hear Potty Mouth Mark swearing up a storm.
Let's see if our buddy Eric will drop a bunch of F-bombs here.
No, don't do that.
Don't test us anymore.
Yeah. I promise I won't.
High school teacher checking in. You are zooming with the kids every day. I see the kid. I see the kids side
I don't
of
like
it.
Like that phrase, by the way.
Zooming with the kids.
sounds dirty.
It does
to you guys.
Sounds fun.
I see the kids side. I see two teenagers side. I don't see the teacher's side. So, how's that working for you, man? And you, what grade are you teaching here on Zoom?
I teach mostly seniors and juniors.
All right. Are they?
And I teach math.
Are they paying attention?
For the most part, the seniors this time of year kind of go into what I like to call shutdown mode anyway.
Yeah, when we're in school, we're done, right? Right.
Yeah, yeah. So for them, I don't know if this is a lot different. I know that just talking to them two, three times a week that they are feeling the stress, I guess, from the situation.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, the juniors now, they're going on to next stuff next year. You know, I have to take a math class next year. Those are the ones that I really have to, you know, kind of reach out to a little more.
Yeah, because I would think that because they're going to pass these kids and they might not know what the hell's going on coming the fall, right? Because they didn't care about the – and you can't really blame it. You can't blame a kid for not paying attention on a Zoom class. You really can't, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, it's tough, too. You get – 15 kids on your screen, and I mean, there's ways, you know, they can like raise their hand on there, not like physically, but they can just hit a button I've seen some funny things on there that just says kids in their basement with lights, and my wife's like looking at it from behind. She's like, "What is that kid doing? What's going on in that basement there?" She's like, has dark sunglasses on in a dark basement with like a neon lights in the background. We're like, what the hell's going on?
I had a cool basement bedroom.
That kid's high as hell.
If he has sunglasses on, he's high as hell, exactly.
Nothing you didn't suspect all along, I'm sure.
Are you seeing a lot of dudes with this hair sticking straight up in the air? Like, they don't care, obviously, because they don't give a...
Yeah. Girls with no makeup on.
Yep. My son, in one of his classes, somebody got they got the code and dropped a bunch of swear words and then ran out.
I haven't had that happen in my class, but I guarantee your son's a freshman, right?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I guarantee that. I guarantee that happens in classes with freshman boys.
Yeah.
I don't know how hard it is to Zoom bomb.
I don't know either.
A meeting, but apparently it's not difficult.
It's not that hard because once a teacher posts, like we post this stuff on that site, Google Classroom, we post the code and the password to get in there, and then all they have to do is like, hey, I'm going to just tell a couple of my friends about this, and they can come on there, so...
Now, are you...
There are some security. We have to, like, let them into the meeting. So, like, I've had, you know, over on one side of the screen, and they'll say, hey, these 15 people are waiting to come in the meeting, and I just click them in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, you know, we see someone with a name, like, there's a guy in mine, and I told him, I said, if you're not using your real name, I'm not going to let you in.
Got it.
And, you know, some kid put Robin Hood, some kid put Batman. It's like, nope, sorry, Batman, you ain't coming in.
Do you mind, because I know the one day, I don't think he's done it since, but the one day my son came down, he had a break between classes, and he made some bacon and eggs and brought them back upstairs in his bedroom. And he was just eating. And the teacher said he was just having his breakfast while he was sitting there.
Why
wouldn't
you? Well, it's good to see me having my breakfast, too. I cut it really close. It was like I had a meeting scheduled at 9 o'clock a couple of days ago, and it was like 8:58, and I'm over there like frying bacon and stuff. I'm like, oh, crap, I got to get over to this meeting. So I was eating the whole time.
Man, I feel for you guys too. You have to keep teaching the rest of this year, and
my wife's in the dental industry, so she's home with me the whole time too. It's like, oh my gosh,
that's a whole other story. I read a whole story about people that have toothaches now are just completely screwed. Really?
Oh yeah,
you really are. If you have a bad tooth right now, you're screwed.
Right.
If you want to go get a fast?
Of these places though are open for emergencies.
Okay.
And just because she points them out to me, like when we've gone out and about just to get some fresh air, like she's like, oh, look, there's five cars in that dental office parking lot. I wonder what's going on there.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, somebody probably had an emergency.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it's really bad.
I don't think they just scheduled a cleaning for today.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Or there's some people probably bitching about that. Can't get in for a cleaning. All right.
Right.
Have you been wearing pants?
I told her I would just lean back. She can clean my teeth.
Nick's got a question for you. Go ahead, Nick.
Have you been wearing pants?
Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
Have you been wearing pants?
You know what? This is the longest I've gone without having, like, some type of khakis or something on, man.
No, it's we mean no pants.
No, I can't go completely pantsless. You never know if my laptop will just, like, fall down or something.
True.
You would go viral. Yeah. Teacher exposed himself to 13 kids.
Yeah. Then it's news.
Yeah, I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that guy.
No.
But you got to pay attention to what's in the background, too. So what is in the background of your Zoom shot?
Yeah.
What's on the set?
In the background of mine, I actually have my kitchen. I set up a little card table, like, in our little living room here. And then it's, like, the shelves in my kitchen. So, yeah, I did. Once I set that computer down, I looked around. I'm like, all right, what's up on those shelves? I got to make sure there's nothing I don't want anybody to not see.
So, yeah. You're right.
It's like just all booze in the background.
That's a possibility.
Bunch of booze, a few vibrators.
Left the bong on the table.
A bong back there.
Right, paraphernalia.
Yeah.
I had to move like five empty wine bottles.
All right, well, keep it up, man. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it, man. We appreciate your hard work.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for all you guys do. You guys keep me going in the mornings here, for sure.
Right. Thanks, man. Right. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, that's all we got.
Take care.
It's our own sanity, too, for that matter. But, yeah. I forgot about the booze. just be drinking. There's some teachers might just go, whatever. She don't know. They don't know.
That is half of my fun of watching TV now with all these is just looking at what people have in the background.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
What's on the shelf?
Right.
What's on the counter?
Right.
You know, some of these early morning guys we see now, they've all started doing it just in their kitchen.
I've also seen people, though, with their library office things, pulling books out and turning them face out.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody has books like that, and they have them put in.
So you can't see the spine of the book? You can't see the title?
No,
you're seeing the cover.
They want to show it off how cool they are.
It's probably their book.
No, it's not. When I saw it wasn't theirs, it was like, look how well-read I am. Shut up.
Look, I read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody has books in their private office like that. They have them put in, you know?
I would totally do that.
Yeah.
Just put out the classic literature.
Yeah. I was telling you off the air this morning, John Oliver did a bit in his newest show.
Yeah, you mentioned
there's a guy, like a TV guy, who's doing a report from home, and it's a little short bookshelf behind him, and the cat is sitting on top of it, back legs splayed open, just going to town. Just getting after it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Yeah, somebody, Goldfinger, did a video where they all did, like, here in your bedroom, but from their houses.
Okay.
Those guys are doing well.
Really?
I never would have thought that those dudes all had, like, super nice houses.
Yeah.
I watched the rest of SNL, and I couldn't help but think that I thought Tom Hanks would have a bigger kitchen.
Well, it was weird.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
You know what, though? That could have been a condo somewhere, too. You don't know where he's got two or three houses. I'm sure he has several homes. Yeah, I had no idea where he was living.
That was just one of them.
Yeah, it was probably just
one. That was probably the guest house kitchen.
Right.
But you're not the only one, Todd. I did see yesterday the internet was dragging Tom Hanks for not having a nicer kitchen.
Yeah.
But once again, we have no idea where that's at.
It just looked kind of small.
It did. It did. You expect something a little more extravagant.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was a kitchen in his bedroom. We have no idea where he was at. We don't know if he's quarantined in a huge condo in L.A. he has, and he has a house somewhere else.
I bet it's the pool house.
Yeah, we have no idea where he's at.
It's the guest house out on the back.
Yeah, it's the casita.
Yeah.
But all the other SNL guys are just in their apartments, you could tell, except for Pete Davidson, which is with his mom right now hanging out, you know, being quarantined with her.
That's where he lives, isn't it? I thought he had an apartment set up in the basement. I think he did.
After he moved out of Grande's house, he moved back to his parents, his mom's house, right?
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
REO Speedwagon making it on the charts again.
I saw that.
Because of Ozark.
The Ozark bump.
Man. Wow.
Yeah. A lot of people do that.
On the third episode of the new season, they did Time for Me to Fly.
Yeah.
And so now.
That was the only song they did too, right?
Yeah.
Because at the beginning of the episode, and we're not giving anything away, the Laura Lynch character.
She's singing the car.
Yeah. She's listening to it on the radio.
Because she has to hire them. They have to hire them.
And, and then eventually you see REO Speedwagon in concert,
right,
and they're playing that song.
And their manager helps him launder money, too. Yeah. So they don't care. It was a great bit.
So now, Keep on Loving You, Can't Fight This Feeling, Time for Me to Fly and Take It on the Run are all now in the top 20.
Yeah, all great songs. All great songs.
In the Hot Rock Songs chart.
Yeah, unless you're an REO Speedwagon purist. And that's when they sold out.
I like them.
It was High Fidelity. They sold out.
Yeah.
You got to go back to Tuna Fish.
They're all great songs.
And they can't even capitalize on the state fair market this summer.
No, they can't. They can't.
Radio festivals.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
You can book the wagon. Yeah. You'll have a bunch of dentists here.
Right. That was funny, yeah.
That's funny. Right.
The wagon.
The wagon. That was great.
In an interview on the podcast All the Smoke, former NBA player Isaiah Ryder said that when he first got to the Lakers, Shaq told him that if you and Kobe get into it, it's 10 G's in your locker.
Wow.
Yeah, they had an adversarial relationship, Shaq and Kobe.
Ryder said that he knows that he would have been off that team so fast if he laid a hand anywhere near
you can't
Kobe.
Hit Kobe. You can't hit Kobe.
No matter what Shaq says.
Shaq is so great he said that. It's so cool he said that.
Yeah, you can't punch the franchise.
No.
But pranksters.
Well, Shaq, the two of them were on the team at the time.
They were both the franchise at that point, yeah.
But pranksters with money are more interesting.
Yes.
When you put that out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then there's a chance that somebody might bite.
Right.
Now, to be fair, 10 grand compared to an NBA contract.
Sure.
Yeah.
And losing that contract because you touched somebody.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't hit the guy either, you know.
Well, that's
but
where you
But at the same time, Shaq knows all that.
Right.
He knows that guy's just dumb as hell if he does this for 10 grand.
Right. I mean, if you really wanted to get somebody to get into it with Kobe, you'd offer like some locker room attendant 10 grand and he'd bite.
Yeah, but then he's out of a job too.
Yeah, but he's got 10 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you hear it like those the ball boys and those locker room guys, they get taken care of by the guys on those teams.
Yeah.
So that's not a bad gig.
Well, it is now.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Right now.
Nick's dad would like a ball boy right around now, too. Yeah, sorry about that.
And he'd tell us about it in graphic detail.
No ball boy for Nick's dad either. He's stuck with himself. Well, the other two guys are getting late.
Now I'm going to wonder because he's always like, oh, I've got a meeting. But what kind of meeting?
Don't ask.
What is wax off?
All right.
Oh, Papa Mark.
Michael Imperioli and J.R. Browell later on this morning.
Many businesses, including restaurants and grocery stores, of course, closed or limiting operations. And this cuts off many rodents' main sources for food.
Uh-oh. Are they coming to the streets?
Experts say that rats are getting into survival mode.
Uh-oh, that's scary.
Yeah, it is.
When the rats are hunkering down.
Yeah.
Bobby Corrigan is an urban rodentologist.
Oh, what a horrible job.
How do you end up with that gig?
I've never heard of such a title. Rodentologist. Urban rodentologist.
Yes. Yeah.
Not
as rural.
Opposed to your suburban rodentologist.
He told NBC News that residential rats may be doing just fine, but that is not true for all rats.
That's the city mouse.
Yep.
A restaurant closes, he says. Those rats that were living by that restaurant someplace nearby and perhaps for decades having generations of rats that depended on that restaurant food, well, now they've got a couple of choices. The choices include cannibalism, rat battles, and infanticide.
Those two,
Damn.
That'd be eating the young.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Rat battles I might watch.
Those
I mean,
two,
there's no sports on.
I love the two raccoons that rip off the car. I've always loved that commercial.
The garbage truck.
Garbage truck.
Yeah.
We're going to eat like kings tonight. I love that.
You got to try this.
You got to try it.
Rats whose food sources have vanished will not just move into other colonies and cause fights. They eat one another.
Oh, my God.
Of course, when you're really, really hungry,
anything in the world, man.
They say, well, when you're really, really hungry, you're just not going to act the same. In New Orleans, a viral video posted in March showed a bunch of rats taking to the streets to find food. We looked at that. The mayor there says that that puts the homeless people in dire, dire straits.
Oh,
I suppose.
Man,
that makes sense.
Me out, man.
Will they eat a homeless person's face off?
Probably.
If they're that hungry?
Right.
If you're hungry, what are you not going to eat?
Right.
Yeah, because a lot of those homeless guys are drunk, and they wouldn't know until their face is half eaten off.
Jeez.
Just wondering if they have an itch.
That's a horrible story, Craig. I mean,
wow. You got it. It's out there.
No, I know. I'm not telling you not to do it. I'm not telling you not to do it. It's just disgusting.
It is.
We're living in a dystopian hellhole.
We are.
It's a thing.
We are. But it's also a hoax, though, so it's no big deal.
Right.
Yeah. Javelinas,
but watch out for the rats.
Yeah.
Downtown Phoenix.
God.
We had one of our Havasu listeners, Lake Havasu listeners, said, watch out for those damn javelinas.
Yep.
Because they're aggressive. And they're omnivores, too, so they, too, will eat your face off.
Things are getting rough. Everybody's going to have to leave their house with a spear by the time this is over.
I know.
You worried about rioting and looting? No, rats.
Rats.
Yep.
The rats are coming for us.
Rats and javelinas.
In the morning.
Very nice deal here. Families in a small Iowa town got a surprise, $150 worth of gift cards for food. An anonymous donor wanted to help people out in Earlham, Iowa.
Earlham.
I don't know how to say that.
Yeah. I believe it's Earlham.
Earlham.
Earlham. The person bought 549 gift cards from three businesses there in Earlham and left them in every mailbox in town.
He must be the local rich guy.
Yeah.
Or a guy that owns those restaurants.
Funeral parlor owner.
Right?
Yeah, it's just west of Des Moines.
Yeah.
It's like a real-life Santa Claus.
Good for him.
Yeah, very nice.
Good for him.
It's also a felony if he's putting him in the mailbox.
Plus, he touched him. And
that's
him
federal.
In there,
yep.
The guy's probably positive and he's spreading COVID everywhere.
Everybody has it now.
That's the worst story there. You end up being COVID positive. Oh, damn it. That's not that cute a story anymore, is it? No.
And you know, somebody's pulling that out going, $50 to the bread store? What am I going to do with $50 worth of bread?
I know. Somebody did bitch.
They're going to bitch.
Mm-hmm. Right. Michael Imperioli later on. J.R. Brown, we get back. Podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. We had Nick's dad Mark on earlier. He was funny, as he always is. And he swore online.
A lot.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.